How would you like to get involved in a bit of a run or a jog or a stroll with the sensory difference? Well, the walk is being run by the charity Guide Dogs. It's a big fundraiser and promises plenty of fun and excitement as well. Well, to tell us more about the latest run, which is coming up in Glasgow in September, we have with us Claire Ambler. So, Claire, have you taken part in the sensory run before?
This will be the third year that I've been involved in the sensory run that we call Use Your Senses. It really is good fun.
It's coming up in Glasgow on the 21st of September. So when you call it a sensory run then, what makes it different from the kind of usual run around the park?
There are two elements to it in terms of how far you can run. There's a 5K and there's a 2.5K run for a family. It's a fun day out for everybody that's only going to take actually a couple of hours. Every station at each of the K points is a different sensory area that you can be part of. So, for instance, if you go to one of the areas that you run through is all about taste, you might get given something very nice en route. At the visual point, where you can see, there is an explosion of colour where we have paint all sprayed all over you as you run past, so that's really good fun. And at the touch point, there's a huge foam pit, so there's blasts of foam which go all over you. And at the smell area, there's some lovely scented bubbles that you can run through. So people love taking part in each of the different senses. And finally, on your way through, go past Listen, then you'll hear, I think for this one in Scotland, we've actually got bagpipes. We've had brass bands in London, you name it. Something a little bit different as you'll experience all the sensory stations as you run through the park.
It does sound a lot of fun. Is it a great day for families? Do you get a lot turning up or coming back even?
We get a lot of families turning up, but also that's not to say that individuals can't come along, because they do. You know, people that puppy walk, guide dog owners themselves, as well as families of people of all ages, from, you know, grandma and granddad to little ones maybe 4 or 5 years old. And we've actually even had youngsters in pushchairs going through all of the sensory areas.
Wow. Okay, but not guide dogs. Did they get a bit of time off?
Yeah, the guide dogs can go through as well.
Right.
They tend to, depending, you know, what stage they're at, some of them will just walk around certain stations, and things like the scented bubbles and things like that. It's quite good fun. So You can do as much or as little of the route as you want. And we've recently this year introduced mini Use Your Senses area, which is a slightly shorter version for people that don't want to do the whole 5K.
Okay. Do the dogs get excited at the taste bit?
Unfortunately, they're not for them.
Oh, what a shame. It's a lot of fun, but the serious side of it as well is you're raising funds towards all the different services that guide dogs provide. So is there like a certain amount that people have to raise, anything like that?
What we say to people is that we're looking at people raising anything from sort of £25 per person to fundraise and more. So some people raise, you know, hundreds of pounds as a family. Some people do it as school classes, which is interesting, and raise money that way. But effectively, if everyone can help raise £25 per person or more, the charity, you know, we're really, really happy with that, because overall it's more of a mass participation event. So we, you know, we end up getting a lot of money for the charity, and hopefully we'll help change the lives of people for the future.
So where and when does it take place?
On Saturday the 21st of September at Glasgow Green. The start time is at 11 o'clock. So we encourage people to get to the hub, where there's lots of face painting and music and craft stalls and things going on, and you can buy a T-shirt there, etc. There's a lot of activity pre-race, but it actually sets off at 11 o'clock.
If people would like more information then on the run, or perhaps they'd just like to find out a little bit more about guide dogs, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best thing is to go to the guide dog website, which is guidedogs.org.uk. And if you're interested in specifically going to the Use Your Senses event in Glasgow, it's guidedogs.org.uk/UYS Glasgow 2019.
Fantastic. Claire, do have a great time at the event, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.